Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
Ideally, spring alfalfa growth begins with a full soil moisture profile. However, our drier winter and spring moisture conditions have triggered earlier irrigation in some locations. And since first cutting alfalfa tonnage may be twice as productive compared to any other subsequent cutting, early spring irrigation may be a good decision. For maximum production, the first alfalfa cutting typically requires 6 to 7 inches of water. Established alfalfa is a deep-rooted perennial, so the risk of excess water running off the field is low. And even if rainfall comes after early spring irrigation, the water will likely be stored in the soil moisture profile for use later in the growing season when summer heat increases water demand. Alfalfa is a relatively drought-tolerant perennial that does not have a specific critical growth stage for water stress, unlike most traditional crops. When moisture stressed, the plants will slow or stop growing or go dormant, and then when water becomes available, growth resumes. Although alfalfa has a longer growing season with annual water usage higher compared to other crops, overwatering can result in plant injury and increased disease. Further irrigation can be challenging due to the multiple harvests preventing watering for about 7 to 10 days per growth cycle and frequent heavy equipment traffic compacting soils. To reduce compaction, stop irrigating 2 to 3 days before cutting the alfalfa and irrigate again when alfalfa regrowth begins. Irrigation scheduling efficiency can be improved by utilizing satellite imaging, ET growth staging, and soil moisture sensing. Accurate weather forecasts can also allow growers to take full advantage of rain and reduce irrigation applications. Peak water usage is about 1/3 of an inch per day in July and August. Our NebGuide G1778 Irrigation Management of Alfalfa provides more details at cropwatch.unl.edu. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Irrigation and Crops Forage Educator Todd Whitney.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.